Luke chapter 1. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant." Four characters take center stage in this chapter, three human beings and an angel. After centuries of divine silence, God reveals himself through the angel Gabriel, who, as in the book of Daniel, is God's spokesperson. Zechariah doubts and becomes mute for 9 months until his son John the Baptist is born. Elizabeth, Zechariah's wife and John the Baptist's mother, filled with the Holy Spirit, is the first person to identify the Virgin Mary's baby as the Lord, using a term typically reserved in the New Testament for our Savior, and outside of the scriptures to refer to the emperor. The two women conceive miraculously. Both belong to the same family and believe in the divine revelation. Yet there is a vast difference between the two conceptions. Jesus is conceived by the power and grace of the Holy Spirit, despite the greatness of being chosen to carry the Son of God and knowing that she would be called blessed by all generations. Mary's simplicity and humility are striking. As John Vianney said, "Humility is like a pair of scales. The lower one side falls, the higher the other rises. Her song exalts God's greatness, power, mercy, and holiness. For a few moments, I want to forget about the problems and challenges I must face today and instead focus my gaze and heart on Jesus."